Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The EMDR Workbook for Trauma and PTSD, Skills to Manage Triggers, Move Beyond Traumatic Memories, and Take Back Your Life, by Megan Salar, LCSW. Foreword by Ariel Schwartz, PhD. Narrated by Natasha Sodek. Publisher's note, the bonus content for this audiobook can be found at newharbinger.com/49586. Forward. A healing journey is often described as a long and winding road, one full of twists and turns. Along the way, it is helpful to have a skilled guide whose purpose is to help you feel less alone, and who helps you navigate the inner terrain that may still feel devastated by traumatic events. While a therapist is an essential source of this wise guidance, it is common to also seek additional support, especially between sessions. I can recall my own longing for such guidance when I began EMDR therapy many years ago to heal from my own wounds. How comforting it would have been to have Megan Salar's workbook to accompany me and help me understand that the vulnerable feelings I was having were completely normal. Now, over 20 years later, I can confidently say that EMDR changed my life and inspired me to become a therapist, trainer, and consultant, guiding countless others through this transformational approach to healing. When I first met Megan, we both felt an immediate sense of connection and recognition that we shared the same values regarding the role of EMDR therapy in trauma recovery. We both value the necessity of adapting this modality to meet the needs and pace of the individual. We both recognize that all good therapy relies upon feeling safe enough to heal. Together, we believe in resilience and the human capacity to overcome adversities so long as we have sufficient support. This book will undoubtedly be a voice of comfort during times in which a dark night feels frightening or lonely. When you have a history of trauma, you might experience intrusive thoughts or flashbacks in which distressing images or emotions feel overwhelming. What is often challenging during these times is that the skills and resources you may have learned from your therapist are more difficult to remember or practice. It is at these very moments that you can reach for this book, and Megan will lovingly guide you back to a sense of ease and inner calm. She will invite you to set aside your self-critic and embrace yourself in a loving and caring manner. Moreover, you now have at your fingertips access to practical instructions that will help you feel grounded and back on your healing path. Resilience is grounded in an understanding that we have the ability to work through difficult feelings of terror, rage, shame, and despair, and that in doing so, we can ultimately discover a greater sense of wisdom, strength, freedom, and peace. When you are climbing a mountain, you will not arrive at the top without effort. However, when you have the right resources in place, such as a good map, the right shoes, enough water, and hiking poles, you can ultimately stand at the summit because you had support and you didn't give up. Likewise, your journey requires that you have access to resources and that you proceed mindfully, taking one step at a time. Resilience isn't something that you are simply born with. Rather, it involves cultivating beneficial thoughts and behaviors that you can repeatedly practice. The tools of resilience involve cultivating self-compassion, courageously feeling and working through difficult emotions from the past, and developing your capacity to visualize the future you long to create. By practicing these skills, you will enhance your ability not only to handle adversity, but also to grow as a result of your commitment to your healing journey. As you build your resilience, you will find that you are better able to navigate the obstacles that arise as part of this complex human world we share. We are all faced with challenges in life. However, you can strengthen your capacity to navigate these inevitable stressors with a greater sense of internal steadiness and equanimity. It takes great courage to stay open to a world that has been a source of pain, hurt, or betrayal. You hold in your hands a book that will undoubtedly serve as a source of comfort and hope during any rocky moments that you may face as you navigate your healing journey with EMDR therapy. Return again and again, for it is through the repeated practice of these healing tools that you will discover the unwavering and profound strength that you carry within you. Ariel Schwartz, PhD, clinical psychologist, EMDR trainer, and author of 6 books focused on trauma recovery, including The Complex PTSD Workbook and EMDR Therapy and Somatic Psychology. Introduction. You are fierce. You're a survivor. You're a fighter through and through. Little brave, breathe. There's a warrior within you. Beau Taplin. You are never alone in your pain. Never. These words can be hard to fully believe, and at times I still struggle to believe them myself. You may live in a broken world, as many of us do, where life is messy, hurtful, and confusing, and at times the pain is consuming. The suffering you experience may seem so vast and heavy that it feels insurmountable. You may wonder if you will ever be able to find the peace you are searching for. And you may feel alone. Alone in the way you respond and struggle with things. Alone in the pain. Alone in the shame. Alone in your intense stress. Alone in your fear. And you may believe that you are the only one who must feel or experience life this way. You may even believe that no one could relate to or accept you if they knew the demons you carry within. Does the pain you hold feel as if you are thrashing in a storm of wreckage? The waves seem 100 feet tall and crashing all around you. Among the waves, it makes sense that you cannot see all the other survivors struggling with their own waves of pain, wreckage, and hopelessness. I want you to know, even if you don't believe this yet, that you already are a survivor. There are many survivors like you waiting to be connected, healed, and brought together. Trust me, I have thrashed through many waves of my own, believing that I too was alone and lost forever. By listening to this book, you are starting a healing journey that includes becoming a life raft for yourself and so many others desperate to find and connect with survivors like you. We're in this together. We can find each other in likely or unlikely places. You found me through this book, and during a summer job in college, I found fellow survivors at a residential treatment facility for adolescent boys. This was a very unlikely place for me, and definitely my last option for summer work, as all the boys in this facility had lengthy juvenile records, substance abuse issues, and severe mental health concerns. I doubted my ability to serve them, as I had never touched a drug in my life, had only ever gotten a speeding ticket, and had avoided criminal activity to focus on being an athlete. How could I become a life raft in these storms of life that I knew nothing about? Little did I know, that summer would change my life. I soon came to realize that the drugs and criminality that coated these boys were merely masks hiding and protecting their deepest wounds. They clung to the masks in order to survive. I recognized the pain, trauma, abandonment, fear, loneliness, broken dreams, and sheer survival of these boys because I personally knew it all very well. These same experiences had been haunting me from my earliest memories. I had different masks of survival than theirs, but under the masks for us both were flashbacks, nightmares, and repetitive thoughts of fear, blame, and doubt. While I had learned how to adapt, use my athletic abilities to fit in, and avoid the pain that lingered in my home and the inner workings of my mind, I began to see myself in these boys. I envied their courage and raw ability to act out and speak their truth, no matter how messy and chaotic. In some ways, I even envied them because of the help they were receiving, as it felt unattainable to me. These boys spoke my language, and I spoke theirs. Not with drugs or acting out, but through a deep aching that few take the time to recognize. We understood despair. I knew how to relate to their desperate tactics of survival. Most importantly, I noticed the lost child in the corner, isolated and alone, for I had been that child. Seeing my own buried reality mirrored back to me through these boys finally allowed me the opportunity to step in and do what I had longed for someone to do for me. I did the only things I knew how to do at that time. Accept them. Notice them. Listen. Support them. Hold firm but loving boundaries. Treat them according to the potential they each carried, rather than limit them to the mistakes they had made.
We all want these things, and to be seen this way, as they create hope.
The experience was heart-wrenching and lit a fire in my soul. I changed my major from sports management to psychology and set out to become a therapist. While the pain of those boys, like mine, stemmed from traumatic childhood experiences, my life's mission, and the aim of this book, is to help people who have experienced any type of trauma in their life, whether it be abuse, violence, devastating accidents, war, natural disasters, or other traumatic experiences. Everyone deserves to be fought for, to have a place where they feel safe, to be seen for who they really are, not judged or chained by their past experiences. We all deserve a place where we can be supported, healed, and feel life returned to us. Know this. No matter what type of trauma you have experienced and what pain you have faced, there are people and places that will support, love, and empower you more than you ever thought possible. We're in this together. The distinction between trauma and PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, has become a common diagnosis over the last several decades. While we often think of trauma and PTSD similarly, it's important to understand the difference between them. We all experience varying degrees of trauma, which we can refer to as an event that has negatively impacted our lives in some shape or form. PTSD, on the other hand, is a clinical disorder that is diagnosed by a licensed mental health practitioner. It occurs when the effects of trauma linger and cause severe emotional, social, and mental distress for a long period of time. The impact of trauma leads to re-experiencing it through nightmares, flashbacks, thoughts, or sensory reminders, as well as repeated attempts to avoid thoughts, feelings, and reminders of the traumatic events. Other aspects of PTSD include negative changes in thoughts, mood, and emotions. For example, feeling isolated and detached from others, blaming oneself, having negative beliefs about oneself, others, or the world, experiencing persistent negative emotions, and noticeable differences in one's reactions to situations. For example, being hypervigilant, startling easily, having difficulty concentrating or sleeping, having angry outbursts. If you've been diagnosed with PTSD or wonder if you suffer from the impact of trauma alone or PTSD, I would encourage you to talk to a mental health professional who is trauma-informed and can adequately assist you in screening and diagnosis. While some of you may meet the criteria for PTSD and some of you may not, please know that regardless of your diagnosis, your story and your experiences matter. In this book, I will be referring to both PTSD and trauma to assist you in overcoming whatever experiences you have faced. Survival and the longing to feel fully alive. Survival is ingrained into your being. You are an expert in your own survival guide of life. You are familiar with your own devastating, difficult, earth-shattering events that have required you to endure hardships, often with no other choice, and likely a lot of numbness. Most certainly, you have endured these events with indescribable pain. The root of the word survivor comes from the Latin word vivere, which simply means to live. The prefix sur means to rise over or above. If we combine these parts, we have a new definition of the word survive, to rise over and above something and keep on living. What would it take for you to rise over your pain and struggles to truly keep living? Please don't think that to keep living means simply enduring. Rather, I want you to imagine what it would feel like to actually be alive. Alive with hope, alive with confidence, alive with peace, and most importantly, alive within yourself, giving you the ability to rise above and embrace your life to the fullest. On this journey, we can hit stumbling blocks to feeling fully alive. As a therapist, I have continued forward with a purposeful blueprint of healing myself and others, but there have been barriers, a lot of them. I tell you this because you need to know that challenges, heartache, and growing pains are part of the path to healing. Over my years as a psychotherapist, I've witnessed a common cycle emerge among those of us who wrestle with trying to overcome our past trauma, whether or not we are diagnosed with PTSD. Many of my clients have gone through years of psychotherapy, medication, energy work, self-help books, and so on, longing for that sense of aliveness, only to find themselves writhing with memories, painful emotional reactions, and episodes of debilitating depression or anxiety that seem to never fully subside, leading to the conclusion that they are doomed to a life of suffering. As a seasoned clinician, the more I began to see my clients experience these barriers of change, the more I knew that something was missing in the treatment and understanding of trauma, and more specifically, PTSD. I was eventually introduced to a method called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, which was developed by Francine Shapiro beginning in 1987. I had stumbled across EMDR almost a decade earlier, but couldn't quite accept the idea that eye movements could somehow help heal the lingering effects of PTSD. At the time, it was still heavily debated in the counseling world, and I wondered if clients would buy into this type of non-traditional therapy. As I continued to research and explore its effectiveness, I learned that EMDR is, in fact, scientifically based and highly evidence-based. In fact, EMDR has been found to be effective in treating PTSD and many other mental health disorders, such as substance use disorders, depression, anxiety, and somatic, that is, bodily, issues. EMDR has become one of the leading treatment approaches for PTSD worldwide and is recognized by the World Health Organization, the Department of Veteran Affairs, and others as a leader in trauma and PTSD treatment modalities. Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing International Association, 2022. As I learned more, I began to understand EMDR's ability to rapidly heal and reduce symptoms associated with trauma. I wondered if this would be the answer I had been searching for that could restore hope and healing. It took one session of my own with an EMDR therapist to realize the power of this method. The relief I experienced from just one session was astounding. It left me feeling alive. I was empowered and curious to learn more so I could share this with others. Over the years of receiving extensive training and providing EMDR to clients, I have made this the focal point of my practice.
I have seen countless lives changed and healed in ways that could not be achieved through traditional therapy. It will take your own personal experience to understand just how effective EMDR can be, and I hope that this workbook will give you the same healing and hope for life that I, along with so many others, have found through this work. Through this workbook, you will learn ways to rise above any limitation you may have from your past. If this is difficult to believe, allow me to carry the hope for you until you can arrive at this conclusion for yourself. And trust me, you will. How EMDR works with PTSD and trauma. Your past experiences shape your brain's many memory networks and teach you how to respond, whether positively or negatively, in future situations. Your belief system, self-esteem, and self-worth are also directly formed from these past experiences. Yet the idea of change and exposing your pain can feel damning or hopeless. The fear of reliving these past memories and emotions can keep you constricted in your day-to-day life. Maybe you don't even know how or what to do to confront them. This is where EMDR comes in. It enables you to put to rest the painful emotional intensity of your negative past experiences. EMDR allows your brain to process your memories associated with past traumatic events by decreasing your brain's response to unnecessary triggers. It enables distressing memories and sensations to get unstuck in the brain so that they no longer rule your life or thoughts. Think of it as a technique that jumpstarts your brain's natural healing process. In this book, I will help you learn how to use EMDR skills to confront your trauma. You will gain clarity on your past experiences, learn about the nature of your perceptions and fears, and gain insight into the subconscious survival techniques that you have been clinging to in order to preserve yourself emotionally and physically. EMDR was founded and researched using eye movements that mimicked our REM, rapid eye movements, during sleep. Many studies have shown that during the REM sleep cycle, your eyes move from right to left under your eyelids very rapidly. Research involving brain scans, sleep studies, and other methods has shown that during the REM cycle of sleep, your brain filters the experiences it had during the day. It stores what is useful, positive memories like an engagement or birthday, and discards what is meaningless, the outfit we wore to work or the drive home in the car. The REM cycle also allows the brain's natural healing process to engage and help the brain repair itself. Traumatic memories tend to get stuck in our brain and are stored in their own trauma memory network. Researchers found that if they used the same natural healing process that occurs during REM while focusing on a traumatic memory, the brain will be able to access, process, and resolve these memories. Research has shown that EMDR helps your brain resolve upsetting memories, lowers your stress level, increases insight, improves self-worth and self-esteem, restores confidence, and allows the brain to function more wholly. This process allows for a decrease in PTSD symptoms. Although EMDR was first developed using eye movements, ongoing research and continued clinical findings have shown that a variety of bilateral stimulation methods, stimulating the right, then left side of the body, which is similar to what happens during REM, are just as effective as eye movements. In Chapter 3, you will learn 4 options for bilateral stimulation that access the brain's natural healing process. You can choose from among them and use what you feel most comfortable with as you do the exercises throughout this workbook. The techniques drawn from EMDR in this workbook can help you address past experiences, understand and manage current triggers, and assist you with facing future anticipated challenges. By working with the past, present, and future, called a 3-prong approach in EMDR, you will open new pathways in your brain that have been closed off or constricted. Your brain will be able to properly store what is useful in a way that is healing, helpful, and positive. Things to remember. Before we begin, it's important to point out that the evidence-based tools, tips, and techniques taught in this book are most useful in conjunction with doing your own therapeutic work with a licensed professional. This workbook does not replace EMDR therapy. As such, I encourage you to find a certified EMDR therapist who can assist you along your journey while you do this work. The effectiveness of EMDR is based on working with a trained and certified EMDR therapist. A list of certified EMDR therapists can be found at emdria.org. It is also important to note that the exercises in this workbook are not guaranteed to be effective for everyone and can be upsetting given that the nature of the content is based around trauma and highly distressing events. If you experience an increase in symptoms, please use caution and discontinue if it feels to be too much. It is important that you have access to positive support and resources. You can find a resource list on the website for this book, newharbinger.com/49586. If you feel you need more support as you do the exercises in this workbook, please allow yourself to ask for help or give yourself permission to take a break. It is important to pay attention to your needs, honor your experiences, and ask for help. Self-care will always be critical to your healing. I hope this workbook will lead you to your own EMDR testament of healing. Right now, you are starting your own courageous path to healing. I have no doubt that as you continue to learn and grow through this workbook of EMDR strategies, hopefully while also working with an EMDR therapist, you will come to believe that healing can be attained and that change is possible. Choose to hear me when I say that this work you are about to do matters. Your story matters. And you matter more than you even realize. Thank you for joining me on this healing path and allowing me to be a guide on your journey. Chapter 1. Prepare for your healing journey. The wilderness is where all the creatives and prophets and system buckers and risk takers have always lived, and it is stunningly vibrant. The walk out there is hard, but the authenticity out there is life. Brené Brown, Braving the Wilderness. Let's make a commitment, right from the start, that you will be all in for yourself during this journey. As we move toward approaching your pain and suffering, I know it will be difficult, and your gut reaction may be to want to avoid or justify not facing these emotions. Those feelings are completely normal. You will do anything you can to protect yourself from the past pain that you have experienced. We all do this. It is innate survival at its finest. The memories and thoughts of past trauma can seem re-traumatizing, and your natural reaction will no doubt be to avoid this pain. If you have invested in this book, I am assuming that you have come to a place where you recognize that the pain stays with you, whether you face it or leave it buried within yourself. And your choice to be where you are right now, listening to this, tells me that you desire to heal and move past the hurt. If that is the case, I have good news. You will indeed begin to learn the skills and tools necessary to face these things and move past them. Moving past something requires us to first move through something. If we do not learn how to navigate through our difficulties, we face the risk of staying stagnant and continuing to suffer silently. Being present, here and now, means that you are already on your way to the movement and change you seek. Take a moment to reflect on and write down what you are hoping to heal and move past. Note anything that comes to mind. Commend yourself for being brave enough to start facing what you just reflected upon. The resiliency that shows will help you as you continue moving along your path of healing. In this chapter, I will help you begin developing a new perspective and understanding of your trauma. Then I will introduce new ways to being introspective.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?